Blog Talk Radio.
Job working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
On the Sabbath day, see Ray especially,
for you to be known and have the mercy and the blessing of Yahweh wherever you at. Make sure you got on your beautiful garments, your royal blue garments on the regular Sabbath day. On the feast days, make sure you got your white garments on. Because you just put on your strength. And Yahweh will recognize his children through the strength of the garments. The fringe you see right here, that separates you from every other nation, is you putting on your beautiful garments, the royal blue garments. And I'm going to tell you something. You walking around with the blessing and the mercy of Yahweh over your head when you got the garments on with them fringes on. That's the key scene right here. Put on your strength. And also said in 52 verse 8, he makes a profound statement. You must see that eye to eye. Because now you're upon the will of Yahweh. And you know, like any father, any mother will see the fear of their child, they immediately stop what they're doing and see where can they assist their child. That's the way Yahweh see you when you got them fringes on. He said, that is my child walking around with them fringes on. Excellent. See, Roy, we're telling you something because you got to have a blessing of the Almighty Yahweh before you. And that is them fringes. Because when he looked down through the eyes of the ministering spirit, they said, there go one of your child. Got them fringes on. Excellent. All right, let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us. Remember one thing. Keep one thing in your mind, too, see you right here. You have to help yourself in your body. If you got digestive system problems, it's because of what you eat. Digestive system causes weight gain, gas, skin issues, fatigue. Death begins in your colon. Do you know death begins in your colon? That's where you start fatiguing. Well, how do you feel? I don't feel good at all. See, Ray, the reason why you don't feel good at all is what you eating from the 17 nation. You eating dead food and looking for a live resort. See, Roy, you cannot continue to eat dead food and think you're going to still pick them up and lay them down. You must eat live food from the ground, green food. Green food, see, Roy. Drink a lot of water, spring water to flush it out. And in a run of 24 hours, whatever you put prior in your belly, it'll be out your belly, then you add more to it. But if you continue to have all that starch in your belly, and you know if you leave food out overnight, you don't want to eat it. You be having stuff in your belly like chicken and beef 3-4 days. So what it doing to your colon? Killing you, see, right? And you killing your offsprings when you feed them that way. You got to make a change. As it tells you in 10:1 of Sirach, a wise seer will instruct his people. And you precept that to the 37th chapter, verse 23, a wise seer will instruct his people how to maintain to help others. But it's by you, lead by example. So six anointed camps, remember that. Make sure your friends is on before you teach anybody. Lead by example. Because you put a great impact on them. They remember you through the fringes. And Yahweh will look down from heaven through his ministering spirit and say, that is my child down there teaching. Because they made sure they had their fringes on. Because they put on the Isaiah 52 verse 1, their strength. and their strength is me. All right, let's look on the international side and see who all join us. Remember, we be on Pal Talk at 12 o'clock. Classes is open in all six locations at 12. But we come on this network called Blog Talk Radio at 2. But we got a two-hour jump. So you can tune in to Pal Talk and catch the 12 o'clock broadcast at all six locations of Voices of the True Israelites. Our job is to take our rightful position, but we must lead by example. 195 international countries on the international side, they logged in. They ready to hear something. And what's flashing from New York, New York, 102.793. 102.793 is flashing. We ain't going to try to add it up. We'll leave it like that. One thing about it, say right here, it's time for us to take our rightful position. What make Yahuwah proud of you? When you walk around with your Bible close by and your fringes on, he recognized that is the dress code I gave to them. He gave it to you. Matter of fact, let me read one verse real quick. Let me show you what he said in Ezekiel chapter 16. I'm going to read one verse to you. See, our job as a wise seer is to instruct his people on what Yahuwah like, not what the world like. Let's see what Yahuwah says he did. In Ezekiel 16, I'm going to read one verse to you. 16, verse 14. And thou, you children of Israel, 12 tribes, renown, your renown, 12 tribes of Israel, went forward among all the heathen, polluted for nations. For what? For your beauty. For it was perfect through my comeliness, which I, Yahuwah the Son, have put upon thee, says Yahuwah. See, Yahuwah put the fringes on you. This is something he did. And he said you was beautiful in his eyes. He said this was my idea to make sure you clearly know that I can recognize my children. So why would you leave home without the power of your father over your head? That is the fringes. And when the children of Israel heard that, in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, that was cut. And they said, men and brothers, what can we do? He said, all you got to do is repent. The door's open, repent. And Yahuwah the Son says in St. John 13, verse 8 and 9, he said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you ain't got no part of me. Peter responds saying, not only my feet, wash my head too. See, once you find out what Yahuwah is telling you, you don't procrastinate anymore. You get some urgency to do Yahuwah's will. When Peter heard Yahuwah said, if I don't wash your feet, in the 13th chapter of verse St. John, you ain't got no part in me, Peter. Yahuwah tell you, if you ain't got them branches on, you ain't got no power to me. When Peter heard that, he said, not only wash my hands, wash my feet, everything. He's washed me over. See, Ray, that's the kind of mentality you must have. In the six anointed camps, you must remember that. When you hear the word of Yahuwah, make your move according to the word of Yahuwah. Don't put it off from day to day, because you never know when Yahuwah is going to shut you down. And it ain't going to be nice when he wake you back up. Because he's going to ask you a question. You was told to put them branches on. Why you chose not to do it? Well, I put it off. Well, your time is up now. Your time is up. It's like the music of cherubs. You got 10 cherubs and 11 people. When the music stops, somebody would not have a seat. And that won't be you if you don't stop procrastinating on the dress code that Yahweh gave the children of Israel to recognize his sons and his daughters. The seasoning process is over. You got a man of Yahweh, you got anointed elders, brothers, elder men and women now. It's flooding the known world. It's showing you your way only back is through the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. And we lead by an example. All right, enough said on that. 195 international countries, 102-793. Listen, see, right, take this serious. You never know when a man going to shut you down. He shut you down. What's going to happen? Are you going to be shut down by being seasoned? Because we've been seasoned so bad, like the big dignitaries, the vice president and the governor and the senator, they got extra spicy seasoning on them. They've been seasoned so good, it's like they don't put the, like you said, what kind of seasoning you want? He said, I want mine extra spicy. You see? So that's the kind of leaders you got before you. But your leader is voices of the true Israelites that show you what Yahweh is saying. All right, enough said on that. Remember, the class is already in session. All six locations is doing the will of Yahweh. See right here. Get in where you fit in before it's too late. All right, we're gonna move the speaker back to the front of the temple, and we're going to let you get into what's going on live.
Children, what?
Children. That's that.
they have forsaken. So we have forsaken Yahweh. Go ahead. Yahweh got a little upset with the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, I'm going to scatter you into the four winds of the heaven, right? Go ahead. Can you imagine doing things in reverse? Yahweh said, keep the seven days right. But what do Israel do? And they piled up on the first day of the week. Isn't that right? You can't get no more backwards than that, can you? Verse number five. Come on. But he said, why should you be stricken? Why should I just beat you anymore, Israel? Go ahead.
You will revolt you more and more.
More and more.
More and more.
The whole head is what?
The whole head is sick.
You said the whole head is sick. Go ahead. He's saying the whole mind is faint. Verse number six. Man. He said, from the sole of your foot, go ahead. He said, from the head to the toe, right? Ain't no sound is in it. Go ahead, read on. The wound, bruises, put your fire sore. Go ahead, they have what? Go ahead.
Mollified
with one. Hold that point. They haven't been mollified with one. So let's see what it's going to take. What Yahweh gave it. Put some healing on Israel. Go to the book of Psalms. Mothers of Israel, see you right there. See if I can pull it out. What Yahweh gave to put the healing on Israel. Israel. His word, right? verse 26.
Original Solomon, chapter 16, verse 26.
Yes, sir.
And it reads.
What it reads?
That thy children, O Yahuwah, whom thou lovest, might know.
Now, you can put a name there, Jeff, because we ain't afraid to put the top of the name there, is it?
That's right.
Who
that's
is
right.
your children? Drop the name
right.
there, Jeff.
Ezra.
We ain't afraid to drop the name, Jeff. Look at our cat ammunition over here.
That's why. Oh,
that's right.
Love it. Thy children. Who are the children, Jeff?
That's right.
Israel.
Put it down in. Don't be afraid, Jeff. Put it there boldly.
That's right.
Come on, Jeff, Israel. Put it there. Make it bold.
Lovers might know Israel.
Your children, the 12 tribes of Israel, throw your father. What? Whom you love, right? Go ahead, read on, might know what?
Might know that it is not the growing of fruit that nourishes man.
So he said it's not the growing of fruit that nourishes the 12 tribes of Israel, right? But what?
But that it is thy word.
It's your word that do what? Which
it
what?
Preserveth them.
That what?
That puts their trust in thee.
So it says that word that would nourish you if you put your trust in him, right? So we know that Israel, we gotta repent, right? They gave you a right of return. We got to turn from our sin, and we got to obey less, right? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. They did see this see right. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
Yep,
ma'am. Verse 6. From the soul of the foot.
He said, from the sole of your foot, even to the head, what about it?
There is no sound.
Go ahead. Wound. Bruising. But you find sore. Go ahead. Go ahead. But we know what healed, what would heal the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And make these two sick one again, right? It's the word of the Most High God for, ain't that right?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Your country is desolate.
He said, your country is desolate, right?
Your cities are burned with fire.
He said, your cities were burned with fire, right?
Your land.
Oh, hold on. that's a good thing he made. He said, your city was burned with fire. So let's see if we can read. Set your land, your home on fire. Mother D.F. Israel, who is the culprit that started the fire in the book of 1 Ezra 4, verse 25? Who started that fire, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy? Who is the culprit by name? Put a name on the tape. 1 Ezra. You got that in there, that pocket from Mother D.F.?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, then.
First Ezra
4, verse 45.
First Ezra, chapter 4, verse 45. That thou also hast vowed to build up the temple, which the Edomites, Esau and Ishbak, burnt down, when Yahweh was made desolate.
We found out who the one that lit the match, right?
Yeah.
Our son of Esau, always peeking in the corner with Israel in distress.
Yeah.
Saying, I can get me a lick here, right?
Yeah.
The book of Isaiah 1, verse 7, this is A.B.C. Bill C. Roy. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Your country is desolate.
Your country is desolate.
The cities are burnt with fire.
Yeah.
Your land.
So he says strangers is all up in your land, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can put a name on who these strangers is. In the book of 2 Corinthians, Mother Israel, see you right, 632. Who are these strangers? 2 Chronicles, 632. Who are these strangers? That's all up in your land. Mother Israel,
that's right.
Who are these strangers? We have to define everything. We see the word stranger, but it's a double meaning, ain't that right? It's Sirach 42:24.
That's right.
And Job 6:11, 11:6, right?
11:6.
Job 11:6, we gotta see who are these strangers, right? Yes. 2 Chronicles 6:32, Mother Israel will see you right. But it means,
6:32.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. The stranger, right? So we know these strangers that is devouring your land, right? Not of your people, right? Let's see what Yahweh call them, Mother Z. Let's see how Yahweh, what he feels about it. Look at Zechariah 9, verse
7-6.
What do you feel about them, Mother Zeke? Well, who did he say is devouring your land, Mother Zeke? Zechariah chapter 9, verse 6.
Zechariah
9. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Who did Yahweh, what did Yahweh call?
And a
bastard.
And a bastard shall dwell in
Ashdod. Ashdod is the way in the land of your land, right? Israel. He says, the one that's over there right now, Yahweh say he is a bastard. That's what Yahweh calls him, right?
Right.
Hey, I will do what?
And I will cut off the
pride
of the
So Yahweh put a name on this stranger, right?
Right.
He said a bastard is over there in your land, right?
Right.
Isaiah 1:7, maybe if we just see right.
Isaiah 1:7.
Your country is desolate.
Your cities are burnt with fire.
We found out the one that lit the torch. Well, he saw this fire, son, right? Go ahead.
Your land, strangers devour it.
And we find out that these strangers by name, Yahweh say, is a bastard, ain't that right?
Right.
Come on.
In the presence.
In your presence. And what you do?
And it is desolate.
And overthrown by who?
Overthrown by
strangers. So strangers is over there in your land. Yahweh say, he is a bastard, right?
Let's
see the book of Revelation. Chapter 6, Israel, and see right. Revelation chapter 7. Let's see what we got to be about here. Revelation chapter 7. Okay, 1 through 4. Chapter 6, Israel, and see right.
Chapter 7, 1 through 4.
Yes, sir.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4. And after these things I saw four ministering spirits standing on the four corners of the earth.
So I remember the Revelator John, right? He said, after these things I saw four ministering spirits. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Let's see if John is following that structure here. Because he said he saw some things that he's getting ready to write down, right? Let's look at Revelation chapter 1. And let's look at verse number 11. Let's see what we can get. Let's see how you handle this verse. Revelation 1, verse 11. Come see it written.
Revelation
that's
1.
That's the one I want.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Say
what?
I am Alpha and Omega, the
say
first
what, Cap?
And the last.
Hold on, Cap. Let's see if that was added into the chapter 1. Let's do the book of Isaiah. You said something about an Alpha and Omega, right?
Oh,
let's see
that
is in the Torah and the Seat. Run down to the book of Isaiah.
Yes, right.
Write it down there in chapter Isaiah. I want to say 44, but I don't see it there.
Let me get the.
I don't see it there.
Let me see.
Where is it? It's going to help me out of here.
Is it in Isaiah? Let me get the.
Isaiah. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to put it in Isaiah. I'm going to transfer that to Revelation chapter. Isaiah.
Hmm. I know exactly what she's.
I am that what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
24-6. Alrighty. Isaiah 44:6. That's right.
Isaiah chapter 44.
Mm-hmm. Thus says Yahweh.
The king of Israel.
King of Israel.
And his redeemer.
Let's see how he put it.
I am the first and the last. I am the last.
Mm-hmm.
And beside me, there is no
other. But he said, I am the first and I am the last, right?
Yeah.
41:4. Isaiah 41:4, so say, amen. See the Ephesians, Lord, and see if we can get it a second witness. Isaiah 41:4. Isaiah 41:4.
Isaiah.
Isaiah 29, verse 6. But see what they're holding back. If we can put a, make it plain and clear here, Mother Z. Isaiah 29, verse 6. Isaiah 29, verse 6.
They
There's
you
that.
Are slain and what?
And have redeemed us, Yahweh, by the blood.
By your blood?
By your blood.
From where? Out of where?
Out of every kindred.
Out of every, you redeemed us, right?
Yeah.
By your blood. Out of every kindred. Go ahead.
And tongues.
Tongues, go ahead.
And faith.
What about the people?
Well,
I didn't hear that one. Read that again. I gotta hear that. Out of every what?
Out of every kindred, people, and nation.
Well, you say that you have redeemed us, right? Out of every kindred. Tongue, people, and nation. So let's see if we can work with that. Especially Deuteronomy. What is the Israel? Let's go back to Deuteronomy. See if we can work on that a little bit. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Pick it up at verse number 1. 1 through 7. Mother Z, Israel, C, Roy. Deuteronomy 30. See who was redeemed out of every nation, kindred, and tongue, right?
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 30. Let's look at 1 through 7. Mother Z, Israel, C, Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am.
Chapter 31. What do you
read? And it shall come to pass.
Now, then he said, this is going to go down. Now, it's going to happen. What?
And all these things are come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
The blessings and the curses.
So he's talking to a people that he said, all these things got to happen to you, right?
Right.
The blessing and the curse, right?
Right.
Let's see if the curse fell on these people. Let's see if we grab a name of these people. Daniel chapter 9. Let's see if we can grab the name. Pick it up at verse number 11. 11 and 12. So say these people. Let's put a name on it. Who is this that he's going to redeem from every nation, tongue, kindred, and people? Daniel 9, verse 11 and 12. So say these people, senior writer.
Daniel chapter 9, verse
11
and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all Israel shall transgress.
All Israel have transgressed.
By your power and judgment.
Go ahead.
Even by departing,
mm-hmm.
that they might not obey your voice.
Go ahead.
And therefore the curse is poured upon us.
Now we got a name on who the curse is for, all right?
Yes.
All Israel, is that right?
Yes.
And what?
In the oath that is written,
for the
judgment of Moses,
mm-hmm.
the servant of
Yahweh.
Because we have lived.
Because we broke his servant's judgment, right? That's why he said, return back to me. I will return back to you, right? In the book of Malachi, verse 12. What happened?
So
Yahweh just didn't talk. He put some action behind what he had to say, right? He confirmed his words. Go ahead.
Which he spoke, which he spake against us.
Go ahead.
And against our judgment.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. By doing what?
By bringing upon us a great.
Go ahead.
For under the whole heaven,
mm-hmm.
it has not been done as been done upon Yahweh.
So you say that just look around. You can see the effects even to this day, right? You know Judah. Because he's been put in the ringer. And ain't nobody went through what Judah went through. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 30. Who read that? What's the seven mothers of Israel? Deuteronomy 30. So we got a name on who the curse was poured out on, right?
Yeah.
The 12 tribes of Israel. And in particular, Yahdan Judah, right? Deuteronomy 30, verse number 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
It shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass what?
When all these things are come upon you,
mm-hmm.
the blessing and the curse.
Blessing and the curse, go ahead.
The blessing and the curse,
uh-huh.
which I have set before and thus shall call them to wine among
all the nations.
But he said, you're going to bring, and it's going to come back to your remembrance, right?
Right.
We read earlier in St. John 14:26 that the righteous in the spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. Ain't that right?
That's right.
He said, when you call all this back to mind, what about it? Hold on, he said, he made the same, he said, among all the nations, right?
Right.
Whether Yahweh has been in you, verse number two.
Verse two.
Yes, ma'am.
And shall return unto you.
And shall return unto Yahweh.
And shall return unto the Yahweh.
That means we got to learn how to repent, ain't that right?
Yeah.
How do we make our move back to Yahweh? It started with repentance. That's where we started at. Come on, Mother Z.
And shall return unto the Yahweh, and Yahweh, and shall obey his voice according to all that I commanded you this day.
So he said you got to obey everything that we agreed to. We said it, our forefather said it for us, right? All you say we going to do is be obedient. Ain't that right?
Right.
So we are under the all that he said, right?
Right.
Come on, Mother Z.
Commanded you to say
you
and thou children.
You and your family, right?
You
all
and
what?
You and your family.
Mm-hmm. First Corinthians chapter 9, David speaking of Leroy. Let's forget 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Say you be a thief, a thief or
Corinthians chapter 9, 24 through 27.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 24. Uh-huh. Verse 51.
Verse 51.
Wait.
Behold, I
look here. I'm going to pull the cover back on a thing or two here. Oh, I'm going to show you a mystery. What?
Mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
He said, look here. We're not all going to sleep, but we all going to be changed, right?
Right.
Verse 52.
Verse 52.
Uh-huh.
In a moment.
In a moment.
In the twinkling of an eye.
What's going to happen, Mother Z?
At the last trumpet.
He said at the last trumpet. What's going to happen?
The trumpet shall sound.
Well, how many trumpets we got to listen for? At least there's the last one.
The last
one is Sabbath, right? So we listen to this one. Just go out there, the last trumpet, which is Sabbath. Where's the last? Trumpet shall sound.
Trumpet shall sound.
Go ahead.
And the dead shall be raised incorrupt.
He says the dead are going to be raised incorruptible. Go ahead.
And we shall be changed.
Verse 53. Come on.
Verse 53.
Uh-huh.
For this
corruptible.
Corruptible.
Must put on incorruption. Go ahead.
And this
mortal.
Mortal.
This mortal
must put on immortality.
Immortality. Now, what do we mean by immortality? That means that old death is out the way, right?
Yes.
Ain't no old death. 54.
54.
Yes, ma'am.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, and this immortality shall have put on it.
Well, yeah, you're right.
This mortal shall have put on immortality.
Great.
Then shall be brought to pass
the saying
that is written.
What is written?
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Oh, it's all over with now. We have finally made it to the kingdom of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Well, let's see, what does it mean to be sealed? Well, beaten in verse 58. Let's see if we can put out a definition, biblical definition, what it means to be sealed in verse 58. See Israel and see you right.
Verse 58.
Therefore, my beloved brothers, sisters, what about it?
Be steadfast.
He said, look here, you got to be steadfast. That means you can't be wishy-washy, right?
Right.
You got to be steadfast. You got to get on this thing and stay on this treadmill and work it out, right?
Right.
What else you got to be?
Unmovable.
Now, that's a big word, that Mother Z. You know, we blow over the wind, blow one way, we go that way, it's blowing a different way. We headed that way, right?
Right.
He said, but you got to be unmovable. Go ahead, doing what?
Always
abounding.
Abounding in the work of the Yahweh.
Go ahead. For what?
For as much as we know that we labor.
That your labor?
That your labor is not in vain in the Yahweh.
He said, Yahweh ain't asking us to keep this Torah instruction there just to make us miserable.
Right.
Let's see if we can put it out in Isaiah. Can't see Israel, see right. Let's see if we can put out a statement in the book of Isaiah. I'm getting ready to wind this down to bring your brother to you. But let me see if I can grab a statement in the book of Isaiah. Can't see Israel, see right. The book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 45, verse 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Yahuwah.
He said, but Israel shall be saved in Yahuwah. Go ahead.
With an everlasting salvation.
So when you get back into rulership, that's what salvation he's talking about here, Israel. It's going to be everlasting, right?
Yes, right.
But if you don't, you shall not be what?
Ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded.
Confounded. Go ahead.
World without end.
So when you get back on top, Israel, that's going to be it. Verse number 18.
Verse number 18.
So we got a whole lot of things to press forward for, right?
Yes.
Verse 18.
What thus say the Yahuwah?
But thus say Yahuwah what?
That created the heaven. Yahuwah himself that formed the earth.
Go ahead, read on.
And made it.
What happened?
He hath established it.
He hath established it? Go ahead.
He created it not in vain.
So he made all this good stuff on this planet. You mean he did all that for nothing? No, he didn't make it in vain. He did what?
He formed it.
He formed it what?
To be an inhabited.
He said he formed this planet to be inhabited. Go ahead, read on.
I am the Yahuwah.
Go ahead, read on.
And there is none else.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. I have not spoken in
secret.
Well, yeah, I ain't spoke in secret. Go ahead.
In a dark place or the earth.
A dark place of the earth. Go ahead, read on.
I said not unto the seed of Jacob, polluted word, Jacob, Israel.
Now I said to the 12 tribes of Israel, what?
Seek ye me in vain.
He said, I didn't say to you to seek me for nothing. Go ahead, read on. I, Yahuwah,
speak righteously.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Come on.
I declare things that are right.
He said, look here, I didn't say to the 12 tribes of Israel I wanted to make you miserable or something like that, right?
Yeah.
He said, he gave these things to us for our good. What can we read that at? In Deuteronomy. He said, he did these things for our good, right? What can we read that warned me out with that statement? He said, I gave you these Torah instructions for you. Let me read that. Deuteronomy 30. Let's look at verse number, Mother G of Israel, the seed of Roy. Let's look at Deuteronomy 30, 19 through 20. Let's see what we can get out of this.
Deuteronomy
30, 19 and 20.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
18. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Good.
That I have set before you life and death,
mm-hmm.
blessings and curses.
Good.
Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live.
Verse 20. Yes, ma'am.
That you may love Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him. For he is your life.
He is your life. Go ahead.
And the length of your days.
Go ahead.
That thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah sware unto your father.
Go ahead.
To Abraham.
Abraham.
To Isaac. And to Israel. To give them.
Well, that sounded good, but I didn't hear that for your good there. Let's try Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 13, Mother D of Israel. I got to hear that for your good.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13.
Mother
D.F. Israel, see you right.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now Israel, what do Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you?
Now we all up in here know we are from the time of Yahuwah, Judah, Israel, right?
That's right.
We know this.
Yes.
So we don't look around the room. He's talking to you.
<That's>
This
Mother of Israel, see Roy.
Yeah.
Then we're going to look at this land that Yahweh gave to our fathers. And then we're going to bring your brother T. Israel to see you, right?
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. 19:18. Verse 19:20. Brother T. Israel will see you, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Again, I say unto you.
Now, y'all brought the son of Israel, look at it again. That means he done said it once, right, Mother B?
Right.
So he done told us once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say unto you what?
That if two or three shall agree.
No, I don't see three there.
Again, I say unto you
mm-hmm.
that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching
anything.
Now, this is very interesting information here. He said, "Again, I say unto you, I'm gonna see who can pick this up. That if two, what two is he talking about here? What two is he talking about here? What two is he talking about here? We're going to pull that out. What two? Northern and Southern Kingdom, right? I say unto you, if two of you shall agree, come on, Mother Vic, on earth is touching anything, what about it? Touching anything. Now, you say when the nation get back together, right? When I bring the nation back together, when they become one nation, right? That's touching anything, what's going to happen? It shall be what?
It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Verse 20.
What
about it, Mother Z?
Where two or three are
gathered.
Where two or three are gathered together in my name.
What about it? There what?
There I am in the midst of them.
That's where the son said, I'm right there, right?
Right.
We read this, the seer read a quote last night. He said that, somebody, I never leave you or forsake you. What was that at? Who remember that scripture? I sure don't. What was that? I never leave you or forsake you. What was that at? I remember we read it, but
yeah,
what was that? Who remember where that was at? Anybody help me out with that statement? I never leave you or forsake you. What was that statement at?
Do I got to go to my notes?
Hebrews 13:5, Mother D of Israel, see you, Lord. Thank you, amen. favor. 13, verse number 5, one of the deer of Israel. See you, Run.
Yes. Yep.
Hebrews, polluted for evil. Chapter 13, verse 5, you say?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let your conversation be without covetousness.
Yes.
And be content with such things as you have, for he has said.
Well, he has said what?
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Well, he said, Yahweh said this to Israel, right?
Yeah.
I will never leave you. That's powerful, yeah. Nor forsake you.
Yeah.
Let us see about this land, and then we're going to bring in Brother Pete. So he said, he's going to bring it back to the land that he gave to our fathers, right? Mother... Tennessee is brother Roy. Let's see what kind of man that we get. We got a whole lot of good stuff to be looking forward to. That's why we got to press on in Yahweh, right? We got to keep his Sabbath day. We got to keep it righteously, right? But then we go back to Ezekiel chapter 5. Let's see about this land, chapter Ezekiel 5, verse 5. Tennessee is brother Roy. Let's see that the land that Yahweh had reserved for his people, right?
Yeah.
Ezekiel 5, verse 5. Come see Israel or see Israel. Ezekiel 5, verse number 5.
Ezekiel 5, verse number 5.
Yes, sir.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Ezekiel 5, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Thus say the Yahweh.
Thus say Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
This is the word Jerusalem of
Yahdai
Judah.
Mm-hmm.
I have set it in order. No, I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her.
So we know that Yahdai Judah is the center capital of the world, right? Everything that goes on around Yahdai Judah.
That's right.
I set it in the midst of the nation and country that are round about. Ezekiel 20, come see Israel, see Israel. Verse number 6. Look at Ezekiel 20, verse number 6. Come see Israel, see Israel.
Yeah.
What else about the land?
Ezekiel 20, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring word Egypt, Israel, into a land that I had.
Uh-huh.
For them, flowing with milk and honey.
It says, flowing with milk and honey, and what?
Which is the
greatest.
The greatest.
That's right.
Of all land.
So, Israel, we got a whole lot of good stuff to look forward to now. Now let's see what he's saying. One more when I'm out.
Verse 5.
That's good. That's good. Captain. Of the dear Israel, see right. Let's get Psalm 115. Let's get verse 15 and 16. The Psalm 115, verse 15 and 16. Mother dear Israel, see right. Psalm 115. 15 and 16. You read it out there, right? The Yahweh say he didn't create all this good stuff in vain, right?
Yeah.
He didn't create the earth in vain. Let's see what he do with it. In Psalm 115, 15 and 16, Mother D of Israel, see you,
Psalm 115, 15, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
You are blessed of Yahweh, which made heaven and earth.
So
the heavens are Yahweh.
Now he said, look here, the heavens, even the heavens, that belongs to me, right?
Right.
Hey, Brother Jeff.
But the earth has he given to the children of men.
He said, but the earth, right? He gave to the 12 tribes of Israel. Is that right? Yes. Israel, you are supposed to be on top of all this good stuff that Yahweh created. And on that note, you're going to bring in Brother T. Israel to see Rory by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse
12. The righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you
ought to say. That's right. In the same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. All right. Give me John 14, chapter, verse 26. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, John chapter 14, verse 26.
Righteous
spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things. Whatever I have said unto you, bring all things to remembrance. Give me wisdom of Solomon. Mighty Israel. Give me Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9. Let me get there real quick. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 17 and 18. That are saved through wisdom and taught the things that are pleasing to you. All right, be John. You know, 1 John 3:22, Mother Z Israel, 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Because
we keep your Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Yeah. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You please him when you keep that starting like today, the Sabbath, that pleases him. In the heavenly tabernacle, that's what pleases him. That are present in his sight, that are pleasing in his sight. In his sight. In his sight. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. That are pleasing in his sight. Chapter Butter Chris Israel. Luke 1:19.
1:19. It reads, Luke 1:19. And the ministering spirit answered, said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of Yahweh, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings.
Okay, because the Father and the Son don't look down on that. He have his seven to take care of that. He have his seven to take care of that. The Father don't look down. The Father and the Son don't look down on that. I know that. Let's go to Habakkuk, Mother D.F. Israel. Then I'm going to go to Enoch. Habakkuk. We're going to the book Habakkuk. But the Father and the Son going to Habakkuk. Going to Habakkuk. Let me get there. Going to the book of Habakkuk. Mother D.F. Israel. Habakkuk 1:13. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go to Chronicles after this, and then I'm going to go to Enoch real quick. Break out. Is that the Nahum? Yeah, Habakkuk.
Okay. Habakkuk. Chapter 1, verse 13. Thou art the pure eyes, then to behold evil, and canst not look on sin. Wherefore, look thou upon them that dwell treacherously, and holdest your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
That is more righteous than he. All right. Chapter Butter Chris Israel, we're going to Chronicles. Going to Chronicles real quick. Trying to bring out something in Chronicles. Let me see what I want in Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. And I'm going to break down. Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9. Chapter Brother Chris Israel of C. Royal. Yes, sir.
For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him.
And how you say whose mind is perfect towards him, and how you be perfect? whose mind is perfect. What do you mean by whose mind is perfect towards them? What can I precept what the perfect is, Captain Buttercrisp Israel? Whose mind is perfect? Go ahead. That's it.
Psalms 19, verse 7.
Hallelujah.
Of the Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahweh is sure, making wise the son.
So that testimony means that covenant. That covenant make you wise and simple. That covenant. Torah instruction. Sirach 34, verse 8. Sister B.B. Prince of Israel, Sirach 34, verse 8. Faithful mouth, meaning righteous. Faithful mouth. That's what makes you perfect. That's what makes you perfect. All right, back to you, Captain Buttercrisp Israel, C. Roya. He's at 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9. 2
Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
He stops off with you, precept what this perfect is. Read the middle of verse 9. I always have your bookmark because you never know, you might come back.
No, I'm here. 16, verse 9. The eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him.
Yeah. Mind is perfect towards him. Zechariah 4:10. Mother Z Israel, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Then we're going to Ezekiel real quick, and I'm going to hit Enoch. Don't be afraid. That's right.
He has despised the day of small things. They shall rejoice and shall see the prominence in the hands of
Jerusalem.
Will those seven, they are the eyes of the Yahweh, which run to and fro throughout the whole world.
All right, the precept there from Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 14. Pick it up at verse 13 and 14. Describes how they look. So it's no. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Mother Z Israel, Yes, ma'am.
Likeness of the vivid creature appeared. Their appearance was like burning coal of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures.
You see that? It went up and down among the living creatures. So it's a hint right here. Yeah, that's why I have you read verse 13 first. Go ahead.
And the fire was burning, and out of the fire went.
And the fire was bright. Was bright.
And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went four light.
Lightning. That's how it goes. It's like a flash of lightning. We see lightning before thunder. That it go. Verse 14.
The living creatures ran, and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
That's how they go. Flash of lightning very quickly. Okay. Now we're going to describe how it looks. Okay. First Enoch chapter 20, verse 1. Mother D.F. Israel.
Verse 1. These are the names of the ministering spirits who watch.
These are the names of the righteous ministering spirits who watch. That's all they do is watch, report on you. Report on you. That's right. Okay. Okay. Got the Brother Chris Israel. Give me Isaiah. I'm going to see.
Isaiah 43:21.
Isaiah 43:21.
This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
Now who's the day? I'm forgetting who's the day is. You got that, the children of Israel, but it's, now, who's the day? We got a name, children of Israel. Now, it says, they should show forth my praise, right? Okay. I'm going to give you a hint. Let's go to Genesis real quick. We're going to point out whose day should show forth my praise.
All right.
Who's the day that show forth my praise?
All right.
Okay, let's go to Genesis 29. by the DF Israel. He says, who the day shall show forth my praise. Genesis 29 chapter. Genesis 29. Pick up at verse 35. Yeah, Genesis 29, verse 35.
Genesis 29, verse 35. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh.
Yeah.
Therefore she called his name Yahdah Judah and Yahdah.
He the only tribe that carry his name and praise. So forth his praise. Praise Yahweh. Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Captain Buttercrisp Israel. Genesis 49.
Genesis 49.
All right, let me get there. Genesis 49. All right, I'm there. Okay. Pick up at verse 1 and skip down verse 8.
49. Verse 49. Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together.
That's what we gather now. It said, gather yourselves together. Yes. Go ahead.
That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
He said, gonna tell you what's gonna befall you in these last days. So he's telling his 12 sons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you know what's gonna be going on in these last days.
Right.
What's gonna verse be going two. On?
Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Israel. Yeah. And hearken unto Israel, your father.
Israel, your father. Okay, said, listen, okay, verse 8.
Judah shall, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Yeah. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy.
Right, the neck of thy enemies. Your hand should be the neck of your enemy. So who's the enemy that got our necks? You got many enemies out there, but who enemy got our necks?
Yeah.
To be the neck of your enemy.
Our father's children.
Hold on. It says here, your neck should be, your hand should be the neck of your enemy.
Yeah.
Okay, no good preach up that. Don't say nothing. You got to have a verse.
Right.
You must have a verse to back up. Say what?
Malachi 1:3.
Is that Malachi 1:3 and 4? Let's see. Let me get there. Said in the neck, right? You said Malachi, right? Nah. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy real quick. Let's go to Deuteronomy. There's many enemies out there.
Yeah.
This enemy gonna take care. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Captain Buttercrisp Israel, Deuteronomy 28.
I'm running there.
Let me get there.
Deuteronomy 28.
I'm coming back. Deuteronomy 28. All right,
Deuteronomy 28,
pick up at verse 48.
48.
Yes,
28:48. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemy, which the Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger.
That's for food. Go ahead.
And in nakedness.
Okay, water. And in nakedness for clothing.
And in want. All things.
And in, okay, now. Now, he said, therefore you should serve your enemy for and hunger, thirst, and nakedness, and want of all things, right?
Yeah.
Now, this enemy here, we know it's Esau, the fast son, but which one? Which one is this? Let's go to Genesis 36 real quick. This is the main, this is the top out of all the topics. This is the top of all the topics. All
right.
Go to Genesis 36 chapter. Right. Hold on, let me get there. Genesis 36. Okay, pick up at verse 1. Genesis 36, verse 1. And then skip down. Verse 8 to 12 until we get a name real quick. Genesis 36, verse 1. Skip down. Read verse 8 to 12 until we get a name. Sister Phoebe Princess Israel, D. Roy. Yes, ma'am.
We not took his wife, the daughters of Canaan.
Hold on, hold on. You read Genesis 36? Genesis 36. All right, would you read that? Read that. What's the last verse you just read? 12. Verse 12. Read verse 12 again. Verse 16. Now we read the Baal Eliphaz Amalek, right? Korah. Okay. Eliphaz, right there. Eliphaz, right there. Now, that's Amalek, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to numbers real quick. This is the top dog, all of them. See, that's why they know that. Now, we read over there, what did it say, a bad not drilling, as die.
Yeah.
Number 24, 20.
Yeah.
Mm. He said, now we read that. The Amalek was the first of the nations, of Esau. We read that. And it's latter ends that he perished forever. Yeah. And it knows that. Hmm? Ezekiel 35:13. So now, yeah. Ezekiel 35:13. Let me get there.
Because you have had a perpetual hatred and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the sword of the sword in the time of their calamity, their sin, in the time that you that their sin.
He said, okay, where you at? Were you at the 6 feet, Princess Real? Okay. Okay, now we read, like, who's the you is. You made that clear who he is. We got a name on it, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Pick up that verse 10. Give me verse 10 real quick. Now who's the you? Now who's the two? What are you talking about? Who's you? Because you, we put a name on it. Now we can bring it. We can bring that with that understanding. No. That's right. Okay, Mother Israel, what'd you say, Mother E? Esau's grandson, Amalek.
Yeah.
Amalek. We can put that in there because they right now, they're in our land, and they, that's the one we pay our bills to right now. They the one that runs. Because you, we talking about Amalek. Amalek, who's the you? Amalek.
Yeah, that covenant was two nations.
Hold on, let's go clean that up, because we're coming back, because I want everybody to be on one accord.
Yeah.
There two names. Let's go in the heavenly tablets. It said this. It said Deuteronomy. Let's see. Oh, no, we got to be clear. That's the two, that's east and west. I'm going to bring it out. That way it won't be new. All right, we're going to Exodus. Yeah, that was given to us, yeah. We talking about, now we was in Ezekiel 35, right?
Yeah.
When we read about the, because you said, we talking about, you talking about Amalek, because you said these two nations. All right. I'm looking. All right, we're going to yep, that's it, 34. Now I said Deuteronomy 34. Now when it says two portions. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Deuteronomy 21:17. Now we're going to talk about who the double portion. And then we read in Ezekiel 35, right? The double portion. Deuteronomy 21. Right. Yeah, Deuteronomy
21:17.
So that double portion is that eastern and western world.
Yeah.
That's the double portion. That's the two nations, the eastern and western world. Mm-hmm. And these two countries, okay. Now you're talking about Amalek. Yes, ma'am. Right, two countries should be mine. Right, should be mine. That's what they saying. That's the one that's in power 9. Because Amalek is the one that's in power 9. Amalek. Huh? Right. shall be mine. And when you know possess means to own something, right? Okay. Go ahead, verse 10. Go ahead. I've heard them. Yeah, they do boast, claiming that you. The nation of Israel. Remember the house meaning nation, family of Israel. Always remember that. Go ahead. Polluted for what? Polluted word, what? Okay, he satisfied some, but what word you see there as polluted? For now, senses on it. Adumia. That's right. Okay. So this ties in that he's going to be, this is the end that he's going to perish forever. So it ties in with this, definitely. Okay, verse 12. Up to verse 12. The mountains is talking about government. The government of Israel. Mountains talking about government. See that? That's what they say. All that blasphemy. You have heard that. You have heard all your blasphemy. Okay. I've heard all your blasphemy. What I mean by I've heard all your blasphemy. Go into give me end time prophecy real quick. On the Revelation, chapter Brother Chris Israel. Revelation chapter, let's see. Revelation. Okay, Revelation chapter. Looking for yeah, that's gonna be that. That's gonna be that end too. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Y'all come back. Give me Revelation 2:9, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel. And then Captain Buttercruz Israel had me 3:9.
know your work in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blessing of them who say they are not.
The synagogue, blew the word for a temple. Synagogues know exactly who they are. Why you say that? Read that again, that 2:9.
I know your work and tribulation and poverty, but you are here. And I know the blasphemy of them will say that they are not here. But all the synagogue is your
Okay, why did he say that? Let's go to John real quick. Why did he say that? Go to John real quick. Why he called him this, the temple, the synagogue, to say, why did he call him that? Go to John, regular book John. John chapter 8. Going to John chapter 8 real quick.
That's right.
John chapter 8. Pick up at verse 37 real quick. Let's pick up at verse 37. John chapter 8, verse 37. But it's Israel.
Know that Abraham
seed. He talking about Esau.
Yes.
He talking about Esau and his five sons.
But he seeks to
keep
the
Lord,
and
he
will kill me because my words have no pleasure in you.
He said, because my word have no place in you. No place in you.
That's right.
He said, because my word have no place in you. Hold that point. What do you mean by because my word have no place in you? Let's go to Psalms.
Sir.
What do you mean my word have no place in you? Why did he say that? Let's go to Psalms. Psalms chapter 50. Let me see. See what I want here. Psalm chapter 50. Pick up at verse 16 to 17. Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 to 17. Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 to 17. 16 to 17. Psalm 50, 16 to 17. But unto the wicked, Yahweh said, What have you to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mind?
But you're not even supposed to be having this book in your hand, period.
Verse 17. Seeing thou hatest instruction.
Seeing you what? This man hated his instruction.
Yeah.
He didn't listen to his parents. Go ahead.
And cast my word behind you.
And cast my word behind you. That's why I said my word have no place in you.
Yes.
Cast my words behind you. Look at that. Look what it says here, verse 19. Hey, give me verse 18, real quick. We finna get a real hit, real quick.
Yeah.
Verse 18.
John 6, verse 18. When you fallest, and seek.
He said when you saw the thief, go ahead.
Then you consented with him and have been partakers with adultery.
Okay, is he as a thief? You got a hint, a thief, and he are partakers of adultery.
Yeah.
The thief. Let's hit this thief real quick. We're going to point this adulteress real quick. Okay, let's go to Obadiah real quick about this thief. Obadiah. If we go Obadiah, Mother Israel. He coming back. Let's go to Book of Obadiah. Page 1000. You're going to Book Obadiah. Look at Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, and skip down. Verse 5. Real quick. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, and skip down, verse 5.
Okay. We have heard a rumor of Yahweh and the ambassador is sent in order to rise you and others rise up against her in battle. Verse 5. If peace comes to you, if robbers by night, how are thy cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough?
Yes.
If the great
they don't leave nothing. They take all. They don't leave nothing. They take all. So that's a hint right here who this thief is.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who this thief is. Okay, now, he said being partakers of adultery. Another word for adultery. Let's go to Wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah.
Okay, this adultery. Wisdom of Solomon. We're going to Wisdom of Solomon. This is the Phoebe Princess Israel. Wisdom of Solomon 14, chapter, verse 12. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12. Okay, Captain Buttercruz Israel, can you pick that up? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12.
Sizing of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication.
Yeah.
And the
intention
of them, corruption of life.
Corruption of life. See, that's the corruption of life.
13.
No, that's it. I just want a verse well. Let's want a verse well. Okay. All right. All right, we've touched on that fornication. Okay. Back to this John chapter 8 real quick. Who's reading John chapter 8? Okay, go ahead. We back to Okay, we was at verse 37. We said, because my word had no place in you.
That's right.
All right, verse 38, real quick. It's a separation. We got our father and they got their father. Separation. 38. No, we at John, chapter 8, verse 38. So he's talking about the Aquatic sons, somebody do what he seen of his father. He's talking about Esau, his five sons, when he says, and you do what you have seen of your father.
Yeah.
He's gonna break it down real quick. Verse 39. Yes, ma'am.
39. Then answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father.
They're going to say, Abraham is our father. Look what Yahweh the Son is going to say to them.
Yahweh said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the work of Abraham.
He already pinpoint what they really own, their old mindset. Go ahead.
Verse 40. But now he is to be
They don't like that. They totally opposite of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The truth which I have heard from Yahweh the Father.
No, hold on. This precept, it says, and have told you the truth. What is truth?
Yeah.
Which I told you the truth. All right. Since you're already in John, let's get it. John 17:17.
Yes, man.
Captain Buddy Cruz Israel, John 17:17.
Sanctify them. Through
thy
truth. The word is truth.
And your word is truth. Okay. We already there? All right, John 14:6. And we're going to Psalms. John 14:6, Captain Brother Chris Israel. John 14:6. Real quick. John 14:6, Captain Brother Chris Israel.
John 14:6. But what the Son say unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
All right, John. Okay, we're going to Psalm 119. Okay, Psalm 119:142, 144. Psalms 119. 142. Yeah, Captain Brother Chris Israel.
Psalms 119. 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy Torah is the truth.
Torah is the truth. Psalm 44, go ahead. Psalm 44. Uh-huh.
The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live.
Give me 151. 151. 151. 160. 151 and 160. Got the buddy Chris Israel. 151 and 160. Okay, the commandments. Okay, now you should be able to notice. The commandments, what? Torah instructions. Make sure say Torah instructions. All right. That John 8:26. He was in John 8 chapter. He comes back. Oh, yeah, about, yeah, they told you the truth. Yeah, that's where we precept them from. All right, 160, Psalms, 119, 160, Captain Brother Chris Israel.
Thy
word is true. From the beginning. Go ahead.
And everyone, thy righteous judgment.
Endure. Do it fast.
That's it.
Yeah, do it forever. All right, back to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. We was at verse 40. Okay, verse 40.
Verse 41.
Always read. Always read. Right along. You do the deeds of your father. Come on, you do the deeds of your father.
Yeah.
My Herod, Esau.
Yes.
Five sons. You do the deeds of your father. Go ahead.
We do not, we
Okay, when I touched on this earlier. Born of fornication, what that mean? Be not born of fornication. Be not born of fornication. What it's talking about in this case. Be not born of fornication. Be not born of fornication. So we'd be on the say what? You talking about he's touching on this fornication. Be not born of fornication in verse 41. What's the precept on that? Fornication. Be not born of fornication. Mother D.F. Israel,
yeah.
What I mean by be not born of fornication? We're in John chapter 8, verse 41. You know? All right, I'm going to give you a hint. Wisdom of Solomon. Gave you the book. Wisdom of Solomon. Y'all can find it from now, Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon.
We just read Wisdom of Solomon.
I understand, yeah. You said what, 14:12?
Yeah.
That's it? That's it? Yeah, go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12. For the devising of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication, and the invention of them, the corruption of life.
This man already corrupt from the beginning. Already corrupt. We can't figure out why he do what he do. But they call white. He ain't white, he red. You call them white, you call them clean and pure. Nothing clean about these people at all, period. Book says it all. Okay. All right. John 8:41. All right, we had John, back to John chapter 8, verse 41. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Hey,
we be not born of fornication. Go ahead.
We have one Father.
Yeah.
Even Yahweh the Father.
That's what they say. No, 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 man. You're going to tell them what they Father is. Come on, verse 42.
Yes, right. Verse 42. Yahweh said unto them.
Yahweh the Son said unto them.
If Yahweh was your Father,
that you would love me. You love your brother. In the hand under you, go ahead.
Love me.
Yeah.
You would love me.
Yeah. He said you would love me, right? He said you would love me. Hold on. If you would love me.
Yeah.
John 14. He said you would love me, right?
That's right.
John 14, Captain Buttercruz Israel. John chapter 14, coming back.
That's not your mind.
Hold on. John chapter 14. Verse 15. What would you take out the book, Christian Brown?
That's not your mind.
I ain't said,
right.
John chapter 14, but I ain't said a verse. John chapter 14, verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15.
Yes.
Get down verse 21 and 23. John chapter 14, verse 15. Verse 21 and 23. If you love me, read that right. Verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15.
If you love me.
He said, if you love me.
Yeah, you my commandment.
Okay, the commandment is what? Torah instructions. Torah instructions. All right, skip down verse 21. He or she that have Torah instructions, my Torah instructions.
What happens to Captain? You don't
drift
it off or something?
Come on, it can't be. Come on, we got. Hey, your body here, but your mind somewhere else. Your mind somewhere else. There's a statement he said in here. But it's Israel. Meet John chapter 14, verse 15, 21 and 23. Yes, ma'am. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions.
Verse 21, he that have my Torah instructions.
He or she, both.
He or she that has my Torah instructions and keep them. He is that loves me.
Yeah.
Come unto him. him or her and they
Yeah. Read verse 22 again. But if you're not a Torah instruction keeper, how you got this personal relationship with him, period. According to his own mouth. You don't have man with him. So he haven't said jack to you. So that's because you calling him a lie. He said, oh, well, I'm going to manifest myself to you. You first have to be doing what? So if you're not keeping this total instruction, what that makes you behind that statement? St. John 5, 1 John 5, verse 3. So what that makes when you hear somebody say, well, I have a relationship with him. He showed me ways that I can communicate with him. So what have they really said in 1 John 5, verse 3, that mother Z? So you got to watch the ones that got this personal relationship with him. He still talked to me. He said, the way I talk to you, you have to first be a what? Then me and my Father will manifest ourselves to you. But if you say that out your mouth, that you got any contact with Yahweh in his word, what do 1 John 5, verse 3 say?
And the truth is not in you.
He that said, I know Yahweh, but do not do what Yahweh said he got written, you are a what?
Liar.
You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Because you're doing St. John 10:1. And what do Yahweh say behind that in 10:1? John pulled that from 10:1 of St. John, Mother E. He pulled that verse.
St. John chapter 10, verse 1.
What do you
say? Truly, truly, I tell you.
What?
He that enters not by the door, and you deceitful,
because
I come some other way.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. They come up what kind of way?
Some other way.
They don't have to come to class. They don't have to do the righteous gathering, because Yahweh has a personal way of reaching them. Now, come on, let's get one.
The same to the thief.
You are what?
A thief.
You are a thief, and you are a robber. Anyone that says, I have any contact with Yahweh, and you not keeping the Torah instructions by making, coming out of your comfort zone and get to the temples of Yahweh, the sixth anointed kingdom. When they say they still in the word, they are a what? You are a thief, and you are a robber, and you are a liar. Because the only way Yahweh going to meet you, he going to meet you according to 5:17. Read that, Mother Z. St. John, 5:17. 5:14. This is how Yahweh operates according to his Bible. So you watch the speech. And see you in line with the Bible. St. John 5:14 says what?
St. John
chapter 5, verse 14. Afterwards,
Yahweh finds him in the temple.
When Yahweh look for you, where he supposed to find you at?
In the temple.
Oh, so that's where he look for you at. He don't look for you sitting on the dock of the bay. You got to make sure you in the where? Go ahead and read.
And said unto him.
And he found him in the temple and said unto him.
Behold.
You have been made whole. You have got to the temple. This is what when David said in 1:17, that's what I understood this day when I got to the temple. So I had to leave my comfort zone and go to another comfort zone, which is called a temple.
Yes.
That's more comfortable than my house, because that's the word of Yahweh. So he's saying now, I found you in the temple. Come on, read.
I've been made whole.
Now, you've been made whole by coming to the temple.
Sin no more.
But don't sin no more. Otherwise, don't cameo my Sabbath day. Don't sin no more. Let the word come upon you.
Let the word sin come upon
you. You see the man saying? So now once I told you my rules and regulations, I'm not meeting you on no one Wednesday night at your coffee table while you watching that one I say. That ain't happening. It don't work like that. If you don't get to the temple of Yahweh, when anybody say, I'm still in the Word, and Yahweh still give me some kind of way of communicating with him, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. If you don't make no effort to get to the temple, you just doing something in vain for nothing. That's what Yahweh said. He found the man in the temple. The man was keeping the Sabbath day again. He said, now, I see you all right. Don't mess around and catch amnesia and start skip scotting my Sabbath day. Back to Brother King Israel.
Yahweh. All right. Back to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Who's reading that? John chapter 8. We preach up. We was preached up with that love there. We was at verse 42. He was at 42.
And Yahweh
said unto them.
Yahweh, your father, he was your name.
Neither came from myself, but he sent me. So that he is Yahweh the Father, me is somebody himself, Yahweh the Son. Verse 43.
Why do ye not understand my speech?
Even
because ye cannot hear my word.
Because you cannot hear my word. He said, because you cannot hear my word, even because you cannot hear my word. Give me that book of Jubilees real quick. He ain't even listen to his father, Isaac. Book of Jubilees. Going to book of Jubilees. You coming back.
Going to book of Jubilees. Over there? Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, you got to have that corn.
Yeah, I'm going to put corn with this.
All right, we're going to Book of Jubilees. Book of Jubilees, chapter. Give me some juice. We're going to Book of Jubilees. See what I want. Okay, Book of Jubilees, chapter. Let's see what I want. On the Book of Jubilees.
Yeah, you got to watch him the same for all his contact they got with him. So you call the man a liar if you're not doing the things that he did. You can't bother him by talking smack. How you bother him to get up and make your move? Being that number. That's how you follow him. You make sure.
If he's looking for you, he's going to look for you in the temple.
That's
right. He's not going to look for you as a bull spraying along. He's not going to show up there. He's going to send. 35. Look at Jubilee, chapter 35. Jubilee chapter 35. Think about verse 9, 13 to 14. Oh, sorry.
He's like this, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, well.
I can tell you, when he's like this, you can't go wrong.
Yes.
This is what he's been missing.
Yeah, 9, 13. Yeah. Yeah, Book of Jubilee, chapter 35, verse 9, skip down, verse 13 to 15.
Chapter 35.
Yeah, 13 to 15. Uh-huh. Yeah, for later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay, one petition. Let's find out what the meaning, what that means, petition. Google the word petition. Let's see what that means. Not just read something, but you got to know the meaning of words. Petition, petition. Let's see what that is real quick. Let's see what that is. Petition. Petition. The meaning of a petition. T-E.
A request.
A form of what?
A form of request.
Yeah, a form of written request.